Hi guys, welcome to Time with Tracy, and this is your girl Tracy here again on Time with Tracy. Thank you for spending this Tuesday with me every Tuesday 5:30 on 101.5 UMFM. Let's get into it. You have had an amazing week. For some of us, the U of M students, we're now entering our fifth week of the strike, and it's still not looking good because the university keeps on disagreeing with AMFA's suggestions. It's like they don't want to budge, and you know, in light of all this, in light of everything that's going on, the thing that I've decided to discuss is, let's say, in dedication to the strike and in dedication to AMFA, in dedication to students supporting AMFA, this week I'm going to be talking about mental health in a workplace. So, you know, we are going to look at this as like our lecturers, our professors, our librarians, anyone in AMFA, anyone who is working in a workplace, anyone who is working in your workplace, you know, looking at how mental health affects us, looking at how mental health affects employees, affects the work that employees, you know, produce or give out. That's what my episode is going to be talking about, because we see that some of the requests from AMFA to enter arbitration is that the professors don't have to teach for 3 semesters consecutively. They have to take vacation to, you know, clear their schedules, clear their minds. Because, of course, as professors with their different workplaces, they meet so many different people. They go through so many different things in their lives. So basically, this is a dedication to why it's important for mental health, why it's important for employers to take care of an employee's mental health. So, you know, as we get into this, we might be wondering, you know, why is it important? Why is it important for an employer to keep track of their employee's mental health? You know, first of all, this affects their job performance. This affects their productivity. We don't have to only look at this in a lecturer's format. It could be anyone working, you know, any setup. It could be Walmart, it could be Home Depot, all these different, you know, companies we are working for, even if it's a small company, even if it's a company that is still growing. We have to take care of the mental health of the people who work for us, because even if they work for you, even if they work under you, these people are also human. They also need time to recover. They need time to adjust. Or if they are going through something, you know, they need time to get through it because they're human. You know, poor mental health and stress can negatively affect an employee's engagement with one's work. If someone is trying to do their work, you want them to be able to perform. You want that the fact that when a person, you know, giving out this product, making this product, or giving out the service, is what I wanted to say in the beginning, is that they are giving out this service to their best, to the best of their abilities. You want them to be able to give 100%, not for them to be able to feel like they are alienated or that they do not have a say in what goes on in their lives, all because of work. Yes, we do have to work. You know, we have to put food on the table. We have to take care of our family, take care of our loved ones. But does that mean that we have to, you know, go through such a difficult time because work is killing us? And in case you're wondering why I have to say we, because me as an international student, I do have to work. I have a job. I have to work. I know so many other students, whether international students or not, that have to work for their rent, obviously. Some have to work for their children too. Some have to work because they have to take care of some other family members on top of that. So yes, taking care of mental health is a very huge is a very huge contribution. Another thing that affects the mental health when it comes to employees is communication with co-workers. Recently, I have been watching a show called Chicago Fire, and these guys, I don't know if it's a thing with all firefighters, you know, I don't know how it is, but like in this show, we see firefighters pull their fellow firefighters through the deepest, you know, parts of what they are going through, because they are understanding, because they know what's going on. And you know, the best thing that I feel that can happen to someone is to work in a workplace where they feel like I can count on my coworker. Imagine the stress of having to come to work and, you know, even when you're going to be there, you can't count on someone. You can't count on how, you know, are they okay? Or if something happens to me during my shift, or if I'm not feeling okay, I will not have anywhere to look because I'm all alone. I'm here to work and to go back home. That's how much mental health can affect a person's, you know, ability to work. But if there's communication, if someone is feeling like they're being supported at work, they're being supported by their fellow co-workers, be it, you know, a supervisor or a manager or a person in charge, it changes the dynamic so much. Also, one thing that some people do not take into, you know, accountability is the fact that mental health, even if it deals with the brain, even if it deals with the mind and with our mental abilities, it affects our physical capability and our daily functioning. Because I'll give an example of if a person is going through depression, if a person is going through these different mental health disorders that I have mentioned before, they might not be able to come to work. They might not be able, if they come to work, they might have difficulty, you know, completing tasks, difficulty going through with tasks because of what they're going through. Because yes, mental health does affect our bodies so much. Mental health does affect someone's physical ability. I'll just give you a bit of some facts, you know, for anyone that's listening. One fact is depression interferes with a person's ability to complete physical job tasks about 20% of the time, and it reduces their cognitive performance about 35% of the time. Only 57% of employees who report moderate depression and 40% of those who report severe depression receive treatment to control depression symptoms. So just from that, the fact that depression is affecting 20% of the work, that's already enough to affect someone's job. But if you're taking care of someone, if you're taking care of your employees, you're taking into account of how their mental abilities are, that's going to improve the way they are. It's going to improve their job performance. It's going to improve their engagement, their communication, because they know that they have a support network, which is one of the biggest foundations when it comes to mental health. So one thing that I want to touch on next is how do we address mental health in a workplace? How can an employer address mental health issues or address mental health? Number one is talking about it freely. Obviously, if a person is in a workplace whereby they feel like, if I come forward and I say I have depression, if I come forward and I say that I'm struggling, or if I come forward and I say that, hey, I'm struggling with insomnia, so can I please have shifts that are later on in the day, so that in case I have not slept, I have some time to sleep. I'm struggling with this. If they are in a space whereby they do not feel safe enough to talk about it, what makes you think that they are going to be able to even engage in a talk about mental health? That's one of the things. Creating a space or an environment in which, if your employees came to you and they talked about it, or they hinted that maybe they are not doing so well, they will not feel judged. They will not have fear of losing their job. They will feel that they are being understood, and they'll feel like they are having a support network. One of the 6 strategies that I'm going to talk about when it comes to like addressing mental health in a workplace is, number one, you can carry out surveys. You can survey employees about mental health in a workplace. You know, So, because I know we are all human. You're not an angel as an employer. You're not an angel to know what, you know, what a person might need in a workplace or what kind of staff are missing when it comes to mental health or catering for mental health in a workplace. But when you carry out, you know, 5-minute surveys, it could be over the phone. It could be something very small that's even can be done, you know, through a small Google Doc form and ask them, you know, what is missing? Would you like something more? Would you, do you need... You know, do you need something that I'm not providing that I can manage? Because yes, you're not a mental health professional, but you can do the best that you can to make sure that your employees who are humans, who do need to take the time off, are taking the time off. Help employees reduce or manage stress. So this comes in very many formats. You know, you don't have to create for them a whole lounge. I know if they have to work and all this stuff. But I had a workplace whereby, you know, some of the days they would give us, you know, free pizza, or even if it's a holiday, they are celebrating this holiday with us. And it was so nice because I could see that a person would come to work on that specific day. And yes, you might think that food is not a big factor, but yes, food is. Food makes people happy. Food can actually improve your mental health. I don't say that as a fact, but I think it can improve mental health, at least for everyone, I think. But it could be in having, you know, these drills that are like, that are for the co-workers or for the workers that are in your place. It could be having this friendly competition that's going to, you know, just increase people's endorphins, or that's going to make people more active or create team bonds. This is, it's just small ways. You know, sometimes people think that you have to go out of your way and have this crazy ass maybe party, but which parties are not a bad idea to, you know, to have for your workplace. But it doesn't have to be even something so big. It can be something small enough that if a person, yes, might have been going through a lot of, you know, logistics and so much work that they have to do, that they have come to this day and they have come on this day and the workplace has given them something, you know, that's going to reduce their stress. So it can just be anything, a small activity. It can be a thank you token for the workers to feel appreciated. Another thing is take care of your employees by watching their hours. You know, some of these places, some of these different workplaces, all they care about is, you know, their work is getting done. They do not care whether a person is working 100 hours or 80 hours or, you know, these kinds of stuff. But you know, that's the thing, that taking time and really looking at your employees is important. Why? If a person has been taking up, for example, 40 hours a week, and then all of a sudden, you know, that you're seeing that they're increasing their hours, they're increasing their hours, they're increasing their hours, it doesn't hurt to be like, I've been seeing that, you know, you're picking up shifts, you're working more than the average number of hours that you've been working, you know, in the past. Is everything okay? Are you just looking for extra work, or is it because maybe they are, like, something is going on? It doesn't hurt to always check in, because sometimes, you know, so many times, I'm saying this because I have been like a victim of it. So many times, you know, we just bury ourselves in work because maybe something is going on and you don't want to look at it. You don't want to pay attention to it. You don't pay attention to that. Or sometimes when a worker could feel so much obligation that they feel like if you ask them to come in for a shift, they will never say no. But if you tell them, you know, if you're feeling tired, it's not a must to come in for a shift. If you've been working for all these hours and I ask you to come in and you do not feel comfortable coming in, it's always fine. It doesn't reflect bad on you. Like, you do need to take some time to rest. It's just these small things. And I want you to notice that, you know, some of the things that I've been mentioning don't even include, you know, spending thousands of dollars, in case that's what you're wondering about. But it's just taking that small time, checking in with your employees is super important. Number 4 of these strategies, make time for fun and humor. Yes, trust me, we know work has to get done. We know things have to get done. We know, you know, if you come in for an 8-hour shift, maybe there are these things that you're expecting us to finish as you know, employees. But, you know, have some space for fun. If someone's kids have, you know, if someone has mentioned that their kids, you know, have had this tournament, you know, always ask them, you know, how did the tournament go? Or if you know shows that you're watching together, you can always make some joke. Just be, you know, one thing that I'll tell you is putting a smile on someone's face is something that no that you can't buy. Like, in a sense of just seeing that, you know, someone is smiling. Because even if you know that maybe someone is going through a tough time, but just being able to have this conversation where it's just, you know, full of laughter and you feel like the person has really gotten out of this zone and they are just in it with you, they are present with you. It could be talking about your favorite TV show. It could be talking about, you know, Jets, the Jets team, or I don't know, it could be talking about soccer, just creating a space whereby there's an environment to laugh and be carefree while still doing the job to the maximum is amazing. Keep an eye out for depression. Keep an eye out for, you know, work burnout. Keep an eye out for some of these things. You know, that's what makes me never get tired of talking about, you know, mental health, our these different disorders that affect us, how to look out for the signs. Because one thing I know is if I'm working with a team, and you know, when you hire these different people that you hire when you're getting a job, you see that, oh, this person has this strength, this person has this weakness, this person gives their best at this, this person gives their best at this. But when you really take time and look at your employees, and I know that this person can be doing better at the job. I know that they can be performing so much better, but, you know, they have not been, you know, talking a lot, or they have not been, you know, as outgoing as they usually are. Because you take time to dive in to know what your employees are like, because you know maybe what depression looks like, maybe a person is giving out their shifts a lot, maybe a person is working more because that could be their way of escape. You know what signs you're looking out for. You know what to look out for. That's super important. Lastly, provide support and employee care. Sometimes, yeah, I know that you can't be paying for everything fully, but having a crisis line, maybe having even if you're not providing the exact mental health resources, but you know, you're providing small you know, pamphlets for them to know that, hey, in case you need help, in case you need to talk to someone, here is a pamphlet. Keep it with you, because you can definitely reach out for help to these people. Just providing resources is amazing, because a person knows that you care about them. You might not be able to, you know, treat them for the depression, but them knowing that, hey, you know, they have this poster up that is showing, you know, in case you need help, you can get it here. In case you need a crisis, then you can get it here. Having discounts for like these different mental health support applications, that can be amazing, because maybe then they can afford it. Just small things that you can do to give a hand or lend support to your employees is amazing. So these are some of the ways that we can address mental health in our workplace. And I hope, you know, we've been able to come up with a few, even if it's you, even if it's a person that you don't have maybe your own. And as I'm saying this, by the way, just to note, this doesn't only go out to owners of the business. You know, maybe your manager is not a person who cares about these things, but you as a supervisor, even if you're under him, what can you do to support the people that you supervise? You as a leader of a department, you as a head of a department, you as a leader of a sector, how can you make mental health different for someone else? That's the main question. How can I do something? How can I create a space whereby my employees, if they're going through something, they can come to me, or the people that I work with can come to me and feel like, hey, this is going on. I need some time. Can I do this? Can I do that? That's just the main point. Next, I want to talk about some training tools that I got from the Mental Health Commission of Canada's website that can help out really when it comes to tackling mental health in a workplace. Number one is mental health first aid. So Canada helps employees and managers increase their awareness of the signs and the symptoms, as I've already talked about, of the most mental health problems, and the know-how to help if a colleague begins to experience, you know, a mental health problem or a crisis. That's why it's important for us as people to know the signs and symptoms, because if you don't know them, then even if they are presented to you on a silver plate, the truth is you will not know what's going on. Next is the Working Mind First Responders. This is specifically designed for first responders to help reduce the stigma that often surrounds mental health problems and mental health illness. So first responders could be people who are working like in human resource, right? Because if a person has a problem, the person they might talk to first will be maybe a person in human resource or a counselor in their person that they're reaching out to. Or we see that in some workplaces they have what can I call it, like let's say a tree of like, if you have an issue, go to this person first, then this person first. All those are a list of first responders, and these are like training tools that can help you when a person comes to you. How can I talk to them? How can I talk to them in a way that they'll still feel comfortable to tell me maybe the whole story, or feel comfortable to tell me enough that I can get them some help? Next is the working mind. So the working mind is intended to address and promote mental health and reduce the stigma of mental health illness in a workplace while increasing resilience. Then being a mindful employee, an orientation to psychological health and safety in a workplace, is a free online course. And it's recommended for anyone interested in learning more about how you can, you know, contribute to a positive mental health workplace. Also, there are monthly webinars on workplace mental health. So all this, you can find it on the Mental Health Commission of Canada's website. As long as you put in, you know, mental health at a workplace, you can, then you put in, you know, Mental Health Commission of Canada. It has all these different websites, all these different, you know, courses, ways for an employer to step up their game when it comes to mental health. Because as I've already talked about this, it's super important that we step up, because it will help us. You know, always, you can try and even bring in people. It might not be every day that you might afford to bring in someone, but you might say, you know, each month we shall be bringing in a counselor and everyone will take their turn to meet up with them. You know, it could be once a month and you might think that you're doing so little, but to someone else, maybe they are taking care of a family with six kids, with four kids, 3, 2, 1, and it's too expensive for them to get someone. But you're bringing in someone for a day to talk to them, even if it's that one session that they might have, it might really make such a difference, such a very huge difference in the workplace. So one thing that I would say is, you know, develop a how-to guide to help, you know, to design and implement evaluation of a workplace to ensure that there's enough, that there's mental health resources to go around. And this can be, you know, creating a small team and sitting down and gathering some information on all different kinds of levels. And when it comes to, you know, mental health, I don't want this to only be on a small sector, right? This can be as big as on the federal and on the state sectors, because also these people that work for the federal state, or that work for the federations and the state or the government, they are also humans, so they need to take care of the mental health too. So the government can provide toolkits and materials, you know, for organizations and employers in delivering mental health. They can provide, you know, courses and guidance, in that if a person is approached about a mental health situation, they know how to talk through it. They know how to talk to a person. They can collect data on, you know, the worker's well-being and conduct prevention and biomedical research to prevent, you know, any ongoing stresses that could be at different workplaces. They could promote different strategies. And this is where the government comes into play, right? Because some of these, you know, workplaces all, you know, say that they are one-on-one with the government procedures or policies that are in, you know, place. But imagine, obviously, if a government had this policy that every workplace has to implement a mental health policy into their system, that would be amazing, because it shows that they know that everyone needs it. They know that everyone has to implement it. Everyone has to go through with it, because everyone everywhere that is working is a human being. So it does affect the way we work. It does affect the way we produce, our productivity. And the thing is that the thing that is so unfair about the world is that it puts you in a difficult situation, because obviously some people are going through a lot in their life. They could be going through, but sometimes it's very hard to deal with depression when you have two kids that are counting. It's very hard to deal with depression if you're taking care of your siblings. It's very hard to deal with depression if the whole family is going to graduate. It's very hard to deal with depression if you've just been promoted to a job and everyone is looking at you to perform to the best because you're new at this. So they expect you to be on your A game, even if you know the promotion could have come in a tough time for you. So that's why sometimes it's very hard, and that's why we have to think of ourselves and put ourselves in someone else's shoes. That's why it's very important for a workplace to have an environment that creates space for mental health to be talked about. It's so important. So the last thing that I'm going to touch on is how us as employees, what can we do? What can we do to ensure that we get what we need out of our employers, to ensure that our mental health is looked after? What can we do as ourselves? So one thing I'd say is we can encourage our employers to offer mental health and stress management education. You know, if they are not already in place, come up with yourselves. You know, sit down amongst yourselves and you're like, we really do need this. Talk to your employers because you do have a right. You do have a right to ensure that you're doing well and where you're working gives you a space to feel that you are able to talk. You can participate in employer-sponsored programs and activities to learn new skills. You know, if you're in a place whereby your employers have managed, you know, you're lucky enough to have these mental health resources, try and participate in them, or try and encourage your fellow employees to participate in them, because to be honest, some of these things are actually privileges that we don't know that we have, but they are privileges because there are some people that do not have the chance. They would badly want to be able to talk to a person or utilize some mental health facilities, but there's so much that's going on. Serve as dedicated wellness champions, you know, and participate in the training or in the financial planning in how to manage unacceptable behaviors in our workplace and how to help others, you know, get better. You can always share open personal experiences with others to help reduce the stigma if in your place you feel like it's there and it's very hard to talk about mental health. But, you know, because I have had stories whereby I have had people tell me, like, when, you know, they did not feel okay, they were able to talk to their employers about it and someone else was able to stand up and be like, oh, I didn't know that we could actually tell them that we are not going through an okay time, that I need time. Because when you share your experiences, you never know what can go around. It might help someone else open up. Let us all, as employees and employers, also be open-minded about the experiences and the feelings of our colleagues. We need to respond with empathy. We need to offer peer support and encourage others to seek help. Eat healthy, well-balanced meals. Exercise, you know, as often as we can. Let us try to get enough hours of sleep. All these things, you know, have to be done as ourselves. Sometimes we have to take the standards as us. You know, if you're working with a workmate and maybe they are working for the whole 8 hours without taking a glass of water, you know, remind them that, you know, you should take some water because, you know, we are working for all these hours. At least try to stay hydrated and all this stuff so that, you know, they don't go through. Just, you know, taking care of our bodies is also part of our mental health. So, yes, you know, take part in activities that promote stress management. This could be, you know, telling your friends or your coworkers about yoga classes that you're going through, about meditation. You can build and nurture real-life face-to-face social connections as you work. Try to make friends. Try to understand and put yourselves in your fellow co-workers' places. Take time to reflect on positive experiences and set and work toward personal wellness and work-related goals. If you need help, ask for it. That's the best way I can put it. So, you know, aside from that, aside from all this that I've talked about, I know I've mentioned a lot of stuff, but it's because I wanted everyone to just get an idea of the importance of mental health in a workplace, because the people who work in a place, in any place, however big the company is, however small the jobs are, however tiring the jobs are, however demanding the jobs are, all those people who work in it, those are human beings. And if there's anything or anyone in this world that needs to take care of their mental health, it's any human being on the planet. So that's why it's super important, because work is actually a big part of our lives. I don't know if we know that, but it is a big part of our lives, because if you're spending, you know, 5 days in a week working, which means out of the 7 days, you're spending more than a half of your week in this workplace. That's why it needs to be a place of comfort. It needs to be a place of support. And I enjoyed having this talk, and I hope everyone else, you know, enjoyed, you know, listening to it. And I can't wait, you know, for next week when I'll get back with you guys. And that was it from me. Thank you so much, and have an amazing week.